اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وقالوا لولا انزل علیہ ملک ولو انزلنا ملکا لقضی الامر ثم لا ينظرون ولو جعلناه ملکا لجعلناه رجلا وللبسنا علیہم ما يلبسون ولقد استهزی برسل من قبلك فحاق بالذین سخروا منهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون. صدق اللہ العظیم. As I told you, a very important issue that is discussed in the beginning of Surah Al-An'am was that the kuffar of Quraysh at Makkah, especially their chiefs, they were demanding from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a visible sign, a visible miracle. Not that they wanted actually to see the miracle and then they would believe in him, but they were using it as an argument against him, to impress upon the common people, what we call the silent majority, to impress upon them that these people are sincere. They are asking for something which is logical. If someone is claiming to be a messenger of Allah, it's not much from him to ask that he should show a miracle, when all the messengers of Allah have been showing miracles. But the decision on the other side from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that we are not going to show them any visible miracle. So it was a very difficult situation in which Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was placed. Maybe there some of the Muslims also were thinking, well, there is no harm if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows a miracle. After all, they come to believe. Or even if they don't come to believe, at least they will have to shut up. Their argument will be finished. And maybe, please note, that such an idea might have come to the mind of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself also. That is why we will be reading some of the most hard admonitions to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this surah. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ. And they say, why has not an angel been sent to him? If we had seen an angel coming from above, bringing a book to Muhammad, we would have believed. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا مَلَكًا لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ ثُمَّ لَا يُنظَرُونَ. Had we sent down an angel, then the matter would have been decided. ثُمَّ لَا يُنظَرُونَ. And then no more concession, no more respite will be given to them. Because we know, basic philosophy of life, this worldly life, is that it is for the testing, a period of testing. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. If everything comes before your eyes, if you can see Allah, if you can see the heaven, if you can see the hell, then the testing goes. It is that you have to believe in these things, to see these things with the intellect, with the heart, while you are in ghaib. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So that is the testing. If everything of the unseen comes before your eyes, then you know the question of testing goes away. So if an angel is sent, then no more respite. Then actually, on the day of judgment, the angels will come before our eyes. But then there will be no respite for anybody to do any good deed. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكًا. And if we had sent an angel as a messenger, لَجَعَلْنَاهُ رَجُلًا, we would have made him also a man, because we have sent these messengers for the humanity and to test them. So even if we had decided to send down an angel as a messenger, we would have turned him into a man. وَلَلَبَسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ. And we would have covered upon them what they are covering now, because they have to believe the unseen, that this wahi, coming down of wahi, is not visible. Jibreel is coming to him, no doubt, but he is invisible, you can't see him. And if these things become visible, it's no question of testing now. وَلَقَدْ اُسْتُوْزِيَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكُ. Now this is directed towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not the first who is being mocked at. All our messengers were being mocked at. People were scoffing them. وَلَقَدْ اِسْتُهْزِيَ بِرُسُلٍ. They were scoffed and mocked. All the messengers, مِنْ قَبْلِكُ, who came before you. فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. But in the end, what they were mocking at, what they were scoffing at, those things came and surrounded them. حَاقَ يَحِيقُ means to surround them. In Quran, it has appeared only for punishment and chastisement and azab. حَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Whatever they were laughing at, whatever they were mocking at, those things came to them and they were surrounded by them, encompassed by them. قُلْ سِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go round about in the land. ثُمَّ انْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And then see with your eyes what happened, what was the result, what was the end of the beliars who rejected the faith. What happened to the nation of Aad, the people of Aad, the people of Hud? What happened to Samud, the people of Salih, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. قُلْ لِمَنْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. As I told you, the argument here, and that is about the basic tenets of Iman, Tawheed. Because now, who are being addressed are the idolaters, are the associators, are the mushrikeen of Makkah in the Makki surahs. All the argument going on in the Madani surahs we have been reading, that is with the people of the book. They believe in Allah. At least they profess that we believe in one Allah, especially the Jews. They believe in one Allah, monotheism, they claim. But here, the people at Makkah, they were idolaters, polytheists, who believed in so many gods and goddesses, who were praying to them, who had carved out the idols. قُلْ لِمَنْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. But even they believed that everything in this universe belongs to Allah. And everything in the universe has been created by Allah. At that level, they were also monotheists. Only what they believed was that there are certain smaller gods also and goddesses also. And this is actually the shirk everywhere in the world. Mahadev in India had been one. Devi, Devta, innumerable. God with capital G, one. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. These were the attributes. In Greece also, in Rome also, one God. But gods and goddesses, innumerable. In this same way, Allah, one. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say immediately, Allah, Allah created. They didn't believe that there are two gods who have created this universe. No, creator is one. And here the question, you know, قُلْ لِمَنْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Ask them, to whom belong all the things which are in the heavens and in the earth? قُلْ لِلَّهِ. And say yourself, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Allah belongs everything. كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. He has prescribed upon himself, made imperative upon himself mercy. But what is the result of that mercy? What is the manifestation of that mercy? لَيَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the biggest manifestation of His mercy, that He will definitely gather you on the day of resurrection. Why? People who are being wronged here, people who are being oppressed here, people who are exploited, people on whom others rule, they are ruled. Well, they will be compensated on the day of the judgment. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody is living by moral laws, he is the loser. He might have to go hungry. If one decides, I won't earn anything from haram means, maybe he has to go hungry. If there is no resurrection, and they don't get any reward for it, it is injustice. It is cruelty to them. That is why, it's out of mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned to Himself that He must resurrect you, He must gather you, He must reward you. Note the words. كَتَبَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ لَيَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. He will definitely gather you on the day of judgment, about which there is no doubt. الَّذِينَ خَسَرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But those who have decided to keep in loss, to destroy their own selves, then they are not going to believe. They are not going to accept it. فَلَهُمْ عَسَكَنَ فِي الْلَهِ. Why? Because they know they are the evildoers. They are the exploiters. They are the oppressors. Now they don't want to accept that there will be resurrection, because they will be punished. Those who are wronged, resurrection is going to be a mercy for them. And for the evildoers, it is going to be a punishment for them. So الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They won't accept. They won't believe that there is going to be a resurrection. وَلَهُ مَا شَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In the preceding ayah it was, قُلْ لِمَنْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. In space, time and space. مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It encompasses all the space, all existence, the heavens and the earth. Now the other dimension, time. وَلَهُ مَا شَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And to him belongs whatever rests during the night and the day. So time and space, both the dimensions covered. وَهُوَ سَمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And he is the all-listener, all-hearer, all-knower. قُلْ لَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you advise me to take as protector anyone else except Allah? Who is the creator of the heavens and the earth? When you also admit that he is the creator of the heavens and the earth, why not take him as your protector? Why not be friends to him? Why to befriend the smaller gods, even if they exist? What's the logic in it? Even if the smaller gods are there, why shouldn't I have a relationship with the chief lord? قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ. And he feeds all the creatures. وَلَا يُطْعَمُ. And he is not fed by anyone. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمُ. Proclaim, O Muhammad, I have been commanded to be the first of those who submit to his will. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And should never be from among the idolaters or the associators, whosoever associate with him anything or anyone as equal or partner. قُلْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ أَسْأَلْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Proclaim to them, even I fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if I disobey my Lord. The divine law is immutable. It doesn't change from man to man. Even myself, although I am his messenger, I am his chosen one, I am his beloved. But even if I disobey him, I will be brought to the book. قُلْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي. If I disobey my Lord, even myself, I fear عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, the chastisement and the punishment of the grand day, of the big day, mighty day. مَنْ يُسْرَفْ عَنْهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمَهُ. From whosoever that punishment is averted on that day, it will be out of mercy from him. مَنْ يُسْرَفْ عَنْهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمَهُ. Whosoever is saved from that torment, actually he is saved by virtue of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith, the Prophet said once, nobody will be able to enter paradise by dint of his deeds only, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon him. And some of the companions, he took the courage to ask him directly, even you, O Messenger of Allah? When the statement of the Messenger was categorical, nobody can enter paradise by dint of his deeds only, unless Allah has mercy on him. Even you, O Messenger of Allah? Said, yes, even me. I need the mercy of Allah. So here it is. وَلِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنَّ سَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ مَنْ يُسْرَفْ عَنُوا يَوْمَ عَظِيمٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمَ وَذَلِكَ الْفَاضُ الْمُبِينَ. And this is a clear and manifest triumph and success. وَيَمْسَدْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُّرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ. And if Allah touches you with something which is painful, unpleasant, then nobody can remove it from you except Him. وَيَمْسَدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ. And if He touches you with something good, pleasant, something welcome, فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Then He is powerful over everything. Now this is all Tawheed. All attributes of Allah. Sifatullah. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ كَمَا هُوَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. So these attributes of Allah. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. And He is irresistibly omnipotent. قَاهِر. Nobody can resist Him. Nobody can challenge Him. Irresistible, omnipotent. Huwa al-qahiru fawqa ibadi. Full control over His servants. Huwa al-hakim al-khabir. And He is all wise, all aware. Qul ayyu shay'in akbaru shahada? Ask them. Who is highest in witnessing and testifying? Whose testimony is highest and most important and supreme? Qulillah. Tell them, Allah. Allah's testimony is the highest, the supreme. Shaheedum baini wa bainakum. And He is a witness between you and me that I am His messenger. He testifies to it. Wa uhiya ilayya hadha al-Quran. Very important ayah. And this Quran has been revealed to me. Uhiya ilayya hadha al-Quran. Liunzirakum bihi wa man balagh. So that I should warn you with it. Bihi is very important here. The emphasis is it. You have to warn through Quran. Give the glad tidings through Quran. Call the people towards Allah through Quran. Remind them of Allah through Quran. فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدِ فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَتُنْذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّا. If we are saying sermons spread over hours, but we are not quoting Quran, we are not narrating Quran, we are not reciting Quran, this is not the way that the Prophet used to preach or the Prophet used to call people. Through Quran. Tabshir bil Quran. Glad tidings with Quran. You read out the ayat of Quran and there are the glad tidings for the people who take to the right path. You read out and recite unto people the ayat of Quran and it contains all the warning. You recite these ayat and it contains all the wisdom. And they are, each word of it is an ayah. It is a sign of Allah's knowledge. A sign of Allah's wisdom. So da'wah, real da'wah in Islam is the only one, the vehicle of which and the instrument of which is Quran and Quran only. Not the stories, fables, in which there is so much thing, the exaggeration, without any authority, weak ahadith, unauthentic ahadith and riwayat. Saying sermons through them, actually, is deviating from the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِأُنزِرَكُمْ بِهِ. This Quran has revealed to me that I should warn you with this. وَمَنْ بَلَغْ. And whomsoever it reaches, whomsoever Quran reaches, actually, the message of the prophethood of Muhammad has reached him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is not preaching now himself. But this all preaching that any servant of Allah is doing is on his behalf. And to whomsoever this Quran has been conveyed, the message of the messengerhood of Muhammad has been conveyed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is as if by proxy. It was happening even in the days of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. When Abu Bakr, he believed, now he went out to preach and convey the message to others. 6 of the 10 of the topmost Sahaba, Ashara Mubashara, to them Islam was conveyed by Abu Bakr. And they embraced Islam at the dawah and at the persuasion of Abu Bakr. Usman to start with, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sa'id ibn Zaid, Talha, Zubair. They people, they were belonging to the most respectable houses of Quraysh. And because Abu Bakr was also one of the most respected persons, he held a position in the hierarchy of Quraysh. So he could convey the message to those people. قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَةً قُلِ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ أُوحِيَ إِلَى هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِأُنْذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغَ أَيْنَكُمْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ مَعَ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً أُخْرَى. Do you really testify that there are other gods besides Allah? Now this, as I used the words before, is a searching question with penetrating eyes. Do you really? Because from the depths of the heart, they didn't believe it. A manifestation was, it will come later. Whenever there was some calamity, whenever their lives were in danger, they always called Allah. Never called Lat or Uzza or Manat or Hubal. What did it mean? In the depths of their hearts, they actually believed that if anyone can remove this calamity from us, it's only Allah. Not Lat, not Uzza, not Manat, not Hubal, nothing of the sort. So penetrating, seeing them into their eyes. Do you really believe? Do you really testify? أَيْنَكُمْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ مَعَ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً أُخْرَى. That besides Allah there are other gods? قُلْ لَا أَشْهَدُ. Proclaim, O Muhammad, I can't. Even if you take the courage of saying what your hearts are not saying, but you are saying, I will not say it. قُلْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Proclaim that he is the only one God. وَإِنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. And I declare and proclaim my disapproval of the association that you are making with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shirk that you are making. أَلَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. The people to whom we gave the book, they recognize Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as they recognize their sons. This testimony has appeared in the Quran many a times. Even in Surah Al-Baqarah, beginning of the second part. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَهُ. يَعْرِفُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. They know it. But they won't accept. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَهُمْ. الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But those who have decided to destroy their own selves, they have determined to go to hell. They are not going to believe in him. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ. And who can be more wrongdoer, evildoer, transgressor than a person who forges a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he belies the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his revelations. Now there are two things. They are equally bad, equally evil. If someone is not the messenger of Allah, and he says, I am the messenger of Allah, can there be something more outrageous than this? On the other side, if someone is the messenger of Allah, you are not accepting it. These are equal crimes. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Who attributes to Allah a lie. He has not chosen him as a messenger, but he says, I am the messenger, and wahi is coming to me. On the other hand, أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ. When the real signs are coming, and they are belying it, so they are two equal crimes. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Such transgressors and evildoers will not prosper. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشَرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَيْنَ شُرَكَاؤُكُمُ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. And just recall, just imagine, when we shall gather them together, all of them, the day of judgment. They will be standing before us. Summa naqul, and we shall say to them, lillazina ashraku, to those people who had associated, partners or equals with Allah. Aina shurakaukum alladhina kuntum tad'umun. Where are the associate gods, your associate gods, where are they? About whom you were asserting. There are smaller gods, goddesses. We pray to them. We bow to them. We prostrate before them. And their belief was, haulai shufa'auna indallah. They will be intercessors for us. With Allah. They will plead our case. They will be advocates for us. That means they believed in Allah. They believed that the final judgment and verdict will be given by Allah. Only these are the intercessors. Haulai shufa'auna indallah. Na'buduhum liyuqarribuna ilallahi zulfa. We worship them so that they can take us nearer and nearer and nearer to Allah. The same thing that we say about the awliya Allah. What's the difference? We praise them. We bow before their graves. We are, you know, circumambulating around their graves. What for? We don't think they are Allah. No. They are intercessors with Allah. They are the beloved of Allah. Allah will accept the recommendation from them. And through them, they are the wasila. Through them, we can reach Allah. While we have read the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, what is wasila? Jahidu fi sabilillah. Your deeds, your actions. يَوْمَ نَعْشَرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَيْنَ شُرَكَاؤُكُمُ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Where are those? Your associate gods. ثُمَّ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِتْنَتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ رَبِّ لَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. Now there will be no contention with them except that they would say, by God, by our Lord, إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ رَبِّنَا, by you, by Allah, our Lord, مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. We were not the associators, we were not associating them. We did never think that they are equal to you or partner with you. انظر كيف كذبوا على انفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون. Just imagine how they will be belying themselves. In this world, they are doing this shirk. On the day of judgment, they will swear by Allah, we were not doing it. وضل عنهم. And gone will be the wind. All those whom they had associated, ma kanu yaftarun, what they have concocted, they have forged, all things will go with the wind, vanish. Here they think that they will intercede, but there all will disappear. No lat, no uzza, no malat. We thought they will be interceding for us over here. We thought they will be advocates for us. Dalla anhum ma kanu yaftarun. It was all iftira. It was all forgery. It was all concoction. It was all your creation of your imagination. It had no real existence. This will just vanish. It will just go with the wind. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ. And there are among them who listen to you very attentively. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً يَفْقَهُوهُ. And we have put over their hearts coverings so that they cannot understand it. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. And we have put heaviness in their ears. Implied are the words, so that they can't listen. Kyun? Why? وَيَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. And even if say all the signs and miracles that they are demanding, they are not going to believe. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاؤُوكَ يُجَادِلُونَكَ يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. So much so that when they come to you, they argue with you, and they say, these unbelievers, all these are the fables of the ancients, the stories of the ancients which you are narrating to us, of Joseph and Dawood and Suleiman and Ad and Samu, all these ancient stories, fables of the ancients you are narrating to you. Now what does it mean? وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ. Because I told you that there was a hard time for these leaders of the Quraysh also. Because they had to stop the masses, the common people, from accepting Islam. Now how to do it? They wanted to pose before them that we are sincere people. We go to Muhammad and we listen to him attentively. But we find there is no essence in it. What he is saying? So they posed like that. They acted like it. It was a drama. But they are determined in their heart that we are not going to accept. And this determination, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is interpreting, we have put covers on their hearts. And we have put heaviness in their ears. They can't listen, they can't hear, and they can't understand. Because they only pose, they only show off to their common people. That we are not arrogant, we are not unreasonable. Well, we are very much reasonable, sincere, we want to hear, we go to him, we listen to him. But we find there's nothing in what he's saying. It is all the stories of the ancients. He had learned from somewhere, and he wants to impress upon us that he is the messenger of Allah. وَبِنُهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّتَنَا يَفْقَهُوا وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. Now this is again directed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as the Muslims who had thought sometimes, maybe, that if their demand is met, if some clear, visible miracle is shown to them, what's the harm? Maybe some of them at least, they accept Islam. Or if at least they don't accept Islam, they will have to shut up then. They will have to be quiet. They won't be able to argue against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against Islam. If we want a miracle, he claims to be a messenger of Allah. It's absolutely natural, logical. We demand a miracle from him and he's not showing it. So Allah says, وَإِن يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. O Muslims, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take it for granted. Even if all their demands are met, and all the miracles they want to see are shown to them, they are not going to believe. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاؤُكَ يُجَادِلُونَكَ يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سَاتِرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ. نَهَا, to stop other, to forbid other. يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. نَهَا وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ. They want to dissuade people from accepting the faith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are forbidding them. وَيَنْعَوْنَ عَنْهُ. And themselves are also holding back. So this is the double role. They also hold them back. They don't want to come forward and accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as messenger of Allah. And they want to stop their people also, their nation also, their men also. If they accept all of them, where will be their chieftainship? Their position will go. Where will their authority rest now? Just, you know, as the leaders of the parties. They make it sure that our followers don't listen to anybody else. If they listen to other people, well, maybe they are convinced. If they leave us, what about our leadership? What about the position that we are occupying today? We are the leaders. So they will take all pains to stop people. Don't read such and such books. Don't listen to them. Don't go to their meetings. Why? Because they don't want that any harm should come to their positions. وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَإِنْ يُهْلِكُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. But they are not destroying but themselves. This is the akhirah. In this world, maybe they are very successful. And they have put Muhammad in a very difficult position, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the condition at that time. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put in a very difficult position. People are saying, because there is an incident which happened, one of the cousins of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was, up till that time, he was with the Prophet, although he is not formally accepted Islam, but he supported him like Abu Talib. But when the Quraysh chieftains, they assembled and they decided, we must ask this from Muhammad, demand from him, show us a miracle. There was a meeting. They called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They put the demands. We will find those demands in Surah Bani Israel. لَنُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ A series of demand. You show us this, you show us this. If you can show us, we shall accept you. We are ready to accept. But when Muhammad said, well, I can't accede to your demand, it's up to Allah. If he wants, he can show the miracle. It's not in my power that I can show you this miracle. So when the Prophet was coming back from that meeting, that cousin of his said, look, Muhammad, till today I was with you. I was supporting you. But now your nation, they have put on you the burden of argument. So this incident I have narrated. Imam Razi has narrated the whole incident in his tafsir. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam became very sad. And that is what I was denoting. He was between the two stones of a grinder. On the one hand, a demand. And even the common people, they also think that this demand is absolutely valid. On the other hand, Allah's decision. No miracle will be shown. The hardship was for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وَقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. And only if you could see when they will be made to stand in front of the fire or the day of judgment. قَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا. Then they will say, oh, would that نُرَدَّ, that we are returned back to the earth, to the world. وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا. Then we shall not belie the signs of our Lord. Because now they will see with their own eyes the fire of hell. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we shall become, you know, believers. بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Actually, it will become apparent for them what they were hiding in their hearts. In their hearts, they also knew that whatever Muhammad is saying is correct. I told you, what is kufr? To hide something, to cover it with something, to suppress the truth. Something within you says, oh, whatever he is saying, it is correct. And it happens to most of us. When there is an argument between me and you, and at the height of the argument, I feel, well, what he is saying is correct. But how can I admit? It means, I have lost, he has gained. He is victorious. He will dominate me. And then you say, I said, no, no. My heart is saying yes. My tongue would be saying no. So actually whatever Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preaching, their hearts, their souls, they were saying yes to it. But they were hiding it, suppressing it. No. What will it mean? He will be above us then. We will have to follow him then. What about our positions? All interests, vested interests, they will all go. بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. And if they are returned back to the world, they will do the same which they were doing. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And they will be telling a lie. وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. And they say, there is no life except this life of ours of this world. And we are not going to be resurrected. So there were also all types of people. People believing in resurrection. But with resurrection that there will be intercessors, these gods, they will help us. And they will save us from the punishment of Allah. But there were people also who didn't accept this idea of resurrection. They said, no, no, impossible. When our bodies will decay, our bones will decay, how is it possible? Aba abaud al awwalun. Do you say that our forefathers will also be resurrected? This is not going to happen. Hayhat, hayhat, lima tu'adun. Wa qalu in hiya illa hayatun ad-dunya wa ma nahnu bimabusin wa law tara iz waqifu ala rabbihim. And only if you could see when they will be made to stand before their Lord. Qala laysa hadha bil haqq. Allah will ask, is it not the truth? You were denying no resurrection. Is the resurrection not come true? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ وَرَبِّنَا. They will have to reply, why not? Indeed. By you, O our Lord, وَرَبِّنَا, by you. We swear by you that this has come to be true. قَالَ فَزُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Then Allah will say, now taste the chastisement. and punishment with what you were belying, with what you were denying. قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ. Definitely those put themselves in loss who are denying the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not going to meet Him. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ. So that when that appointed hour comes to them, now the sa'ah, two sa'ahs, yes, as I told you, two ajals. Ajal, personal ajal, death. And the whole world, that is qiyamah. The hour for me and you, the death. It is also an appointed hour. And the Prophet has been reported to have said, مَمْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. Who dies, his qiyamah has happened. And then the hour, the appointed hour, that is of the doomsday. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً. And it will come at once, suddenly. قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّتْنَا فِيهَا. They will say, alas for us, we neglected it. وَهُمْ يَحْمِلُونَ أَوْزَارَهُمْ عَلَى ظُهُورِهِمْ. And they will be carrying their burdens on their backs. Burdens of sins. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ. Listen, beware. It will be a very bad burden that they will be carrying on their backs. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ. You say this is only life. While Allah says, مَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. This life of this world is nothing but a play and an amusement as compared to the life of hereafter. That is eternal. This is limited. 30 years, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. Maybe one in 1,000 reaching 100. That's all. Finished. And that life is real. This life is like the drama of 3 hours. Somebody is acting as a king, the other one as a servant. It's a drama. After 3 hours, the king ceases to be king and the servant ceases to be servant. They put off the robes. Both are the actors, nothing else. In the same way in this world, somebody high, somebody low, some rich, some poor. Death the leveler. When death will come, all will be buried in the clay. The bodies will decay and become a part and parcel of the clay where from they had come originally. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. House of the hereafter is much better for those who have taqwa. So don't you understand? Don't you use your intellect? فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ. Now these are three ayat. Very hard admonishment to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very hard. Just imagine, keep in your mind the difficult position in which the Prophet was. Between the two stones of a crusher. قَدْ نَعْلَمُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we very well know. إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ. That you are being hurt and grieved at what they are saying. Don't think we are unaware of it. We know that you are in a very difficult position. We appreciate it. قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ. And there's another ayah in Surah Al-Hijr. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ يَذِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Your chest shrinks on what they are saying due to grief and sorrow. قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ. We very well know that you are grieved and hurt by what they are saying. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ. But think, look. They are not saying you to be a liar. None of them says you are telling a lie. Nobody has ever charged you that you are a liar. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. These evil doers are denying the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say you are not the Prophet of Allah. They are repudiating the wahi that is coming to them. This wahi doesn't belong to you. This belongs to us. We are sent down. So they are offending us. Personally, they are not against you. Just imagine. What an intelligent point. إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْهَدُونَ وَلَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. And this is not happening to you for the first time in history. Before you also, the messengers were belied. فَصَبَرُوا. They endured patiently. عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَأُوذُوا. On what they were belied, repudiated, and tortured, and persecuted. حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Till the time that our help came to them. وَلَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. There can be no changing of the laws of Allah. These are the laws. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكَ مِنْ نَبَإِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And to you, the news of the earlier messengers have already come. I told you, this surah was revealed in the last year of the stay of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Makkah. So nearly two-thirds of the Quran had already been revealed before this, in which all these stories, what happened to Moses, what happened to Jesus, what happened to Nuh, what happened to Lut and Hud and Saleh, it has come to you. To whomsoever we sent a messenger, they rejected him. وَإِن كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكَ إِرَاضُهُمْ. This is the ayah. I actually tremble at translating it. وَإِن كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكَ إِرَاضُهُمْ. And if their aversion and their turning their faces away from you, if it is becoming very hard, unbearably hard on you, فَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ. Then if you have power, أَن تَبْتَغِيَ نَفَقًا فِي الْأَرْضِ, to have a tunnel in the earth, أَوْ سُلَّمًا فِي السَّمَاءِ, or ladder into the sky, فَتَاتِيَهُمْ بِآيَا, to bring some ayah for them if you want. We are not going to send. مَنْ كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكَ إِرَاضُهُمْ. If you can't bear it, if this has become unbearable for you, then if you have power, فَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تَبْتَغِيَ نَفَقًا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that you dig a tunnel in the earth, or you have a ladder in the sky, أَوْ سُلَّمًا فِي السَّمَاءِ فَتَاتِيَهُمْ بِآيَا, then you bring some ayah from anywhere you like. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَّمَعْهُمْ عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ. And had Allah wanted so, He could have gathered all them on guidance in no time. He is all powerful. As the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hearts of all human beings are within the two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can turn them which way He likes. He could turn all the people first class moments in one moment. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. So be advised, don't be from among the ignorant ones. And these are the words said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ar-Rabbu Rabbun wa in tanazzal wal abdu abdun wa in tarqa. Rabb is Rabb, Lord is Lord, although He might have descended to the lowest heaven. And the servant remains a servant, although He ascended to the seventh heaven. Even there He was abd. The difference between the creator and the created, the Lord and the servant, remains. We saw how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He will address Hazrat Masih on the Day of Judgment. أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَهُمْيَا إِلَهِينَ. And the way Allah is addressing Allah. وَإِنْ كَانَ كَبُرُ عَلَيْكَ إِرَادُهُمْ فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ تَبْتَغِيَ نَفَقًا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ سُلَّمًا فِي السَّمَاءِ فَتَأْتِيَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَمَعَهُمْ عَلَى الْهُدَى فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ. Surely those who listen, they will respond, they will accept. وَالْمَوْتَى, but they are dead. Abu Jahl is dead, spiritually dead. You can't make him hear. وَالْمَوْتَى يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah will resurrect them, these dead,
and they will be returned to him.
وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ.
Now repeating their demand, and they say, why on him the signs of Allah, the miracles have not been sent?
قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُنَزِّلَ آيَةً.
Tell them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. He can send any sign, any miracle that you demand.
وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
But the most of them don't know what will be the consequences.
If we show such a miracle, then there will be no respite for them.
Just as we found, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, well, okay, Ya Isa, inni munazzuluha alaykum. You have asked for a table to descend from the heaven. I will make it descend. But now if after that, anyone he commits kufr, wa'azzibuhu, then I will punish him, give him the punishment. La wa'azzibu ahadam min al-alameen, which I will not give to anybody in the earth. So that is the consequence. If the miracle is shown, then you know their time is off then. Up. No more respite.
وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالَكُمْ.
And there is no animal on the earth and no birds which fly with their two wings. إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. They are also communities like you. You know today the community of the ants, you know, and the bee, you know, and everything, all these birds have also communities. They move and block from north to south. These are communities, organized communities.
مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ.
We have not omitted anything from the book. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. And then they will all be gathered towards their Lord.
وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا صُمٌّ وَبُكْمٌ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ.
As for those who belie our signs, our revelations, they are the deaf and the dumb, and they are plunged into darknesses of different shades and different depths.
مَنْ يَشَئِ اللَّهُ يُضْلِلْهُ.
Whomsoever Allah pleases, He declared him as gone astray.
وَمَنْ يَشَأْ يَجْعَلْهُ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ.
And whomsoever He pleases, He puts him on the right path, on the straight path.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةُ وَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صادقين بل إياه تدعون فيكشف ما تدعون إليه إن شاء وتنسون ما تشركون.
Say to them, have you ever seen if the punishment of Allah comes or the fixed hour, appointed hour comes, will you be calling upon any god except Allah? I told you this was the custom with them. بل إياه تدعون.
When there is some difficult time, you call him.
بَلِيَّهُ تَدْعُونَ فَيَكْشِفُ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. And then you know, he saves you from whatever has come to you and for what you are calling him, insha, if he so pleases.
But تَنْسَوْنَ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ.
But one thing is sure, that at such a time, you just forget those whom you associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you don't call the Lat or the Uzza or the Manat or the Hubal. Then you call only. What does it mean? Then you call only Allah. What does it mean? In the hearts of your heart, you believe in Allah only. This is only what you are saying with your mouths, that these are also gods and goddesses.
Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'anil azim, wa nafani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa zikril hakim.